An HIV vaccine is being watched by ministries. Political upheaval continues to curtail child development work in Honduras, and second-year developmentally challenged students see growth in the U.S. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. There's been a huge advance in the fight against HIV/AIDS. Researchers developed a vaccine that has proven promising. But Food for the Hungry's Kim Buttonow says,
although it's hopeful and it's great information and we're very glad for the breakthrough, it won't be for a few more years that we'll be able to actually see this on the field.
Buttonow says their team's watching with interest because
Food for the Hungry is involved in prevention, care, and support for people with living with HIV, and we also have a small treatment component as well.
With field use years away, they'll continue to partner with churches in Mozambique, Ethiopia, Nigeria, Kenya, Uganda, and Haiti.
In our prevention program, we have 1.4 million youth and adults enrolled, and we have been working with about 100,000 pastors, teachers, leaders, and others through a very large prevention program funded by the U.S. government.
Why churches?
They also reach people where they're neediest. I think the hope of the gospel is what these people need to hear most, and that they are not alone in their suffering.
Next, the Honduran government temporarily lifted its long curfew last week. Tensions continue due to the political turmoil. So far, no resolutions have been ironed out between the interim leader and the ousted president. Compassion International suspended their leadership development program activities in all child development centers until the situation's resolved. Pray for God's protection over the team in Honduras. Pray that they can resume being the hands and feet of Christ there. You're listening to Mission Network News. This fall, new year-long adult literacy classes are beginning in India. Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India has held literacy classes in the past, and Dave Stravers with Mission India says,
the year-long adult literacy program actually is so effective because it brings people from zero to fifth grade reading level in just 1 year. And it does this with adults who have been living their whole lives without the ability to read and write or even add and subtract.
Many women suffer as second-class citizens there, but as they learn to read and write, their confidence and lives improve. Also, with Mission India's curriculum, they're exposed to the gospel. About one-third of the students come to Christ.
When we have looked at the communities in India that have the higher percentage of Christian adherents, we find that the plight of women is much, much improved.
Hindu leaders have defended Christians teaching these classes because they know how important they are. Pray for the door to remain open in India and the witness to remain strong. Elsewhere, a teacher from Virginia says her life was transformed by a visit to Uganda. Sponsored by Cure International, the 22-year-old spent 2 weeks volunteering at a children's hospital. Moved by the experience, she's now collecting donations to sponsor a surgery at the Cure Children's Hospital. It's the only one in Uganda offering specialized neurological care for kids. With your help, a child can receive much-needed treatment. Visit us online to make a donation. And in the U.S., Shepherd's Ministries is noticing tremendous spiritual growth in their second-year students. Shepherd's teacher, Bruce Henney, says student outreach is yielding fruit.
They want to do it right, and they have a sincerity that comes through, and they think it's convincing to others, and God is in it.
Shepherd's College helps the developmentally challenged prepare for independent living. Students grow spiritually through Bible courses and church participation.
It's just a wonderful thing to see the enthusiasm of the people here and to be part of a project like this.
Henney also mentors students and says you can pray for courage and boldness in outreach and ministry.
Some of them have, you know, been beaten down and ridiculed in the past. I mean, people have different experiences, and some are not as severe as others, but that comes through in talking with them.
Pray also for spiritual growth to continue. If you'd like to support Shepherd's Ministries financially, visit us online. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures, to help your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.